and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly audio guide to all the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about drive-in cinema and James Bond.
I've got a play adapted from a book, and another play adapted from a book.
Three
adaptations, but they're all completely different and well worth going to see. Before then, hello to any students who are new to Oxford. We are running a huge freshers competition on our website. You can click from the homepage to the freshers competition page and win loads and loads of free meals, drinks,
a bike,
beauty treatments, all sorts, all for you. Just go on Daily Info.
Now, first event of the week, this is at the New Theatre in Oxford. It's an evening with Roger Moore, 007 himself.
Sir Roger Moore,
pardon me. He's going to be speaking with his biographer, Gareth Owens. Roger's now 86 and he's doing a tour, which is pretty good going, I think. He's a pretty interesting guy as well. Apart from all the James Bond stuff, he studied at RADA and then was conscripted into National Service into the army in 1946, which is very nice timing. And then was, of course, in Live and Let Die and The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker, Octopussy, all the classic James Bond films. He was knighted in 2003 and he got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2013 at, very fittingly, 7007 Hollywood Boulevard. They must have been saving it.
Yeah, they must have been.
Anyway, after the chat with the biographer, you're going to be able to ask him your own questions as well. I'm sure they're going to be talking about Richard Keel, his good friend who played Jaws in Moonraker and Spy Love Me, who sadly died just last week. Tickets for this event are about £30. They're at the New Theatre. It's on tonight at 7:30.
This week in Oxford, as I mentioned, there are several productions adapted from books.
Number
starting
one.
With The Pearl at the Pegasus Theatre tomorrow and Friday. This theatre piece is adapted from John Steinbeck's novella, exploring man's nature, greed and evil, and is being produced by Dumb Show Theatre. And Dumb Show Theatre are a young company committed to telling powerful stories about the human condition. So they've chosen a very good one for this take. And they've also been up to Edinburgh several summers in a row. So if you're an Edinburgh Fringe fan, their name will ring a bell. But this is kind of their first long, big tour. So they're actually opening in Oxford, which is really exciting, tomorrow. And then they're going to finish in Leeds in November. And it really is something for any age, any taste. They do really produce work that sort of speaks to anyone. So it means it's probably going to sell out quite quickly as well, because it's just so appealing. It's going to be The Pearl, it's Dumb Show Theatre, and they're going to be at the Pegasus on Thursday and Friday this week.
Now, some more theatre in North Oxford at the North Wall. This is just on Thursday. It was due to be Thursday and Friday, but the Friday one has been cancelled. It's called Blind Hamlet, written by Iranian writer Nassim Soleimanpour, who confronts his slow loss of sight and his race to finish Hamlet before it's too late, before he can't see anymore. And it's a really interesting piece. It's performed, in inverted commas, through a series of dictaphone recordings from the writer, and it's played through speakers that are sort of gradually set up on the stage by a stage manager, and then it uses audience members to stand in for some of the images that Soleimanpour is describing. And the writer clearly likes playing with the sort of parameters of theatre and all the things that are required, all the things that you don't necessarily need for theatre, because his last piece, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, had no set, no director, and had a different actor every night.
Interesting.
Yeah, it got really good reviews. This one's produced by Actors Touring Company, who last year brought David Gregg's play The Events to the North Wall, which got incredible reviews. It was named by The Guardian as Best Play of 2013. And it was really, really powerful, rose to this emotional crescendo, and also used local amateur choir groups in every performance of their touring production. So this should be a really interesting piece. It's just on Thursday, so do get tickets if you're interested. It's tomorrow night at the North Wall.
Now, The Kite Runner, Carlo Tosini's international best-selling novel and then film, has been adapted to a theatre production. This is my second adaptation of the week. The book and film have reached thousands of people, and it seems that the fans will not be disappointed by the stage production. It's pulling at the heartstrings, and audiences are in floods of tears by the interval already. It's also received high praise in national and local press. It can do no wrong, this show. Our reviewer went along and she particularly praised the music. It transports you to the Middle East and the cast are just completely outstanding. Reviewer Chloe Jeffries also said that even if you haven't read the book or seen the film, watching the show will make you want to go and go back to those source materials, which I think always speaks really well for a production, if it makes you want to go back if you've read it before, or makes you want to go towards the source material if you've never read or seen an original. So it's at the Playhouse until Saturday. If you've read the book or if you've seen the film, go along. And if you haven't, you should still go along.
Now, this Sunday at Hogacre Common, there's going to be a big dig, Oxcrow's Big Dig, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Oxcrow is the food part of the Hogacre Common Eco Park, which is just down White House Road off Abingdon Road. And Hogacre is a big community co-op open garden space. And there's loads of these places around Oxford, actually. There's the Barracks Lane Community Garden. There's also Cultivate and their veg van, who bring local organic veg around Oxford. All you need to take part is a decent pair of shoes, some clothes you don't mind getting a bit mucky, and a box or bag to take home your share of the day's harvest. So you go along, dig, they can provide all the tools for you, and you get some veg at the end of it, and it's a nice community activity at Hogacre on Sunday.
They've also got a very lovely cafe with some tea and cake, so you can take a break from all the harvesting and just enjoy the setting and then watch other people do the harvesting.
You definitely
you want.
Don't need to be there all day either. You just go along for a couple of hours and like take your share, go home. Lovely.
Also on Saturday, Grandma's Hands, a five-piece Oxford-based band, are apparently playing their last gig in Oxford at the Isis from 7 o'clock. I hadn't heard of this band before today, but I think if you do know them, it is their last gig, so they need to be supported. The band is going to be disbanding shortly due to one of their performers going to Bhutan, so they're going to be on hiatus for a while, but hopefully not gone forever. They describe their music as post-pop tronny folk, and they recorded their last EP in a polytunnel in North Wales. And there's some really funny pictures of them from this kind of weekend recording, posing on the hills. They're being supported by Oxford folk solo artist Bethany Wymers, and that's before they play their last hurrah, and then I believe there's going to maybe be some DJs afterwards. And the Isis is a really great place for this kind of folk music, and it's completely free, so if you're planning on just going out for a drink on Saturday night, go along for a free gig as well at the Isis. For the Grandma's Hands send-off, it's from 7 p.m, walk down the river to the Isis on Saturday night.
For more information about any of these events and many, many more, you can find details on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Also on Daily Info, you can find jobs and places to live.
And enter any of our competitions, read reviews or post your own.
More events for Saturday and the weekend. So Feline Women is an Oxfordshire-based blog and events organisation who aim to sort of champion women and their stories. And they're hosting one of their popular frock swaps on Saturday. It's 12 till 4 at the Old Museum next to the Town Hall. So the idea is you bring along unwanted clothes. So not the dregs at the bottom of your wardrobe, but something that's a bit too big, a bit too small, that you actually don't wear anymore, you've grown out of. So basically anything you've got spare. So you bring that along and then you give that into the swap, and then you take out sort of the equivalent clothes. It's really cheap, it's only £2 to do that, and then you come out with pretty much as much as you put in, and it's a really sort of fun, sociable way of finding new things and taking a punt on something maybe you wouldn't buy in a shop.
Then you might see someone else walking around Oxford wearing your skirt.
Exactly, which is very, very a joyful experience to see, and it creates connections between people. There's also going to be a sort of pamper bar, there's lots of stalls selling gifts and accessories, and there's a cafe and bar area as well. And the clothes are also women's, men's and children's, so it's not just for women's only, but it's going to be a fun afternoon. This is the Feline Women Frock Swap. It's 12 till 4 at the Old Museum on Saturday.
Now, I've actually got another event at the New Theatre this week. John Richardson, who you'll know from 8 out of 10 Cats, he's one of the team captains. He's going to be at the New Theatre on Sunday at 8 o'clock. He's got his tour, Nidiot. He's going to be touring until December, I think. And he's also got one of those Christmas DVDs coming out of this tour. All of the comedy guys released one just like beginning of December or something, ready for Christmas. John is a really, really funny, really dry, witty comedian. He's been on loads of panel shows. I'm sure people have seen him. He's really, really popular. Tickets are only about £25, which I think for these kind of big comedy gigs,
that kind of big scale comedy,
really,
yeah,
really cheap.
Not bad. Cheaper than Roger Moore, Sir Roger Moore.
Cheaper than Sir Roger Moore. Anyway, his show is called Nidiot, and it's on Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Over on the other side of town on Sunday at the O2 Academy, you can go and see The Magic Numbers. They're a British indie rock band made up of pairs of siblings, and they're touring a handful of venues over this month and then landing in Oxford Sunday night for their gig.
They've played in a truck before, I'm pretty sure.
They are very much the kind of thing that will be sort of midway down the billing of a festival lineup.
Oh, I don't know, they'd be headlining truck. They're pretty big.
For truck festival, they'd be at the top, but maybe for Leeds and Reading, they'd be nearer the bottom. So they're one of the indie bands that you might not be into, but you'll really recognise their music. Their most recognisable song is Love Me Like You, which doesn't sound like anything, but if you then listen to that, it's really actually very memorable. Yeah. And for music, I mean, they call themselves kind of indie prog rock, but it's quite actually cosy and melancholy. You won't be boogieing at this gig, you'll be swaying, which is a nice thing, I think, for a Sunday night.
Lots of long hair with the swaying as well,
lots of long hair, lots of long swaying hair. They came onto the scene in 2005 and they were nominated for the Mercury Prize, and now they're onto their fourth album. Whoa. They've been going slow and steady, and they're being supported by Ren Harvier, who makes electro kind of Lana Del Rey style music that's quite sort of soulful, modern dark pop. So it's the right kind of music for Sunday night. It's Ren Harvier and the Magic Numbers from 7 o'clock at the O2.
Now, this next event might actually be my favourite one of the week. This is Tony Benn documentary. It's going to be at the Town Hall. It's called Tony Benn, Will and Testament, and it's a 90-minute feature-length new documentary that was made just shortly before he died in March this year. Now, Tony was Labour's longest-serving MP and in the Wilson and Callaghan cabinets he served. He studied PPE at New College, which is the Oxford connection, and was in the RAF as a pilot officer in South Africa and Rhodesia during the Second World War for a couple of years. He then went on to serve as MP for 47 years and is part of this like sort of dynasty of MPs and all in the Benn name. I think his granddaughter is now going to be running in Croydon at the age of 24 or something in the election next year. Anyway, he left Parliament in order to devote more time to politics, in his own words, and became a social campaigner and president of the Stop the War Commission. And the documentary is going to be followed by a Q&A with people from the Stop the War Commission and also a fellow from one of the Oxford colleges and some really interesting speakers. You can have a chat and really get involved in the discussion. There's a huge number of big, big Tony Benn fans out there, especially in Oxford, and it should be a really nice event. It's at the Town Hall on Monday at 7:30, and it's £13.90. Very specific price.
So at Cheyne School at the top of South Park, there is something called the East Oxford Classic Centre, which is run by the Aries Project, who are a charity aiming to introduce languages and culture of the ancient world to UK state schools. But their projects aren't just for children and schools, they also run various workshops and events at the Classic Centre, one of which came to my attention, which was paleography for beginners. It's 6 till 7pm over the next 8 weeks on Tuesday night.
What's paleography?
Paleography is the understanding of medieval writing. Mm. So in this course, you'll learn how to read medieval handwriting between 700 to 1500 AD, find out how medieval books were produced, and then you'll also be introduced to recent findings in the field of manuscript studies. So it's quite hard to find a course like this that's for beginners. That's really much entry level. If it's something that you're a little bit interested in and you want to kind of learn more, often these kind of courses or this kind of specialism is, you know, the medieval Latin dictionary translation, and it's quite hard to kind of get into it. So they're making a really accessible, interesting workshop. I believe it could be free as well. You've got to sign up by emailing from their website. You can find out more on the irisproject.org.uk or EOCCC, East Oxford Community Classic Centre.org.uk.
Which is not at the East Oxford Community Centre.
It's at Cheyne School.
Slightly confusing.
Now, my final book-to-play adaptation is an all-male production of Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. It's at the North Wall on Tuesday. This show features a cast of four men and is very much a reimagining of the classic text that takes it kind of as stimulus but doesn't try to emulate the story in an exact way.
I've seen a trailer for this one, I think.
For example, the piece does include a dance sequence with four men sort of prancing around to Kate Bush's iconic song of the same name as the book. So there's lots more kind of comedy in it, and it's more sort of scene by scene rather than a cohesive narrative. And apparently the idea of the director and the cast was to explore a masculine identity. So it's about fathers and it's about sons and it's about sort of being a man and being in touch with your emotions rather than it being about Cathy and Heathcliff. It has won an award or several awards. It was huge at the Fringe last year. It's not Wuthering Heights. Don't go along expecting a word-by-word translation. It's probably the most left-field of adaptations of the three I've talked about this week, but it sounds really interesting, and it's at the North Wall. It's on Tuesday at 8pm.
The dancing is very accomplished as well. It's not just sort of silly
prancing.
It's choreographed. It's very good.
It's choreographed. Very it's nice. Just when you're looking at a trailer for Wuthering Heights, it's not what you'd expect.
Exactly. Now, last event of the week, we talked about the Oxford Photography Festival a little bit last week, but I'm going to talk about a couple more events now. This is for next week, Wednesday to Sunday, 24th to 28th, but they are selling out. There's going to be five films at a pop-up drive-in cinema in East Oxford in Cowley. It's going to be at the Unipart Depot, which is just behind the mini plant, and they're going to be screening five films. So Rear Window by Hitchcock, Memento by Christopher Nolan, Fairy Tale, A True Story, starring Paul McGann and Peter O'Toole from about 97. Funny Face with Audrey Hepburn and Fred Astaire. And 1 Hour Photo, which stars Robin Williams in a really creepy thriller about a guy who works in photo development and then becomes obsessed with one particular family. And it's a really, really good film, but really, really creepy as well. But the tickets are selling out super, super quick, so you should get your tickets now. They are all free as well, but you do have to register. So lots of the car tickets are selling out, but there's still tickets for if you just come along on foot or on bike. There's also going to be hot food and drinks on sale at the site, and it's, as I said, Wednesday to Sunday, 24th to 28th in Cowley.
That's all we've got time for in the Oxcast this week, but we'll be back next Wednesday to give you a roundup of the next 7 days of events in Oxford.
For more information about all of these events and reviews of restaurants and many, many other things, go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
If you are a fresher at any of the Oxford universities, or you know someone who is, then they can enter our freshers competition, which you can go to from the Daily Info homepage.
For more up-to-date information, do follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and like our Facebook page by searching for Daily Info Oxford.